yeah, man, I was going to sit there, but then decided I was having a better podcast.
Don't want you contaminating my area.
Oh, man.
With your hydrate, fake-ass water.
I know, it was like $1.99. I was like, it was filtered three times. Like, I don't believe this.
I don't want that fake water. Hydrate.
It's ionized.
That 5% of water.
Hey, my brother.
I've been watching 5% of shit.
95. Oh, really?
All day today at work.
Oh,
just 5% of shit. Just like anytime somebody walk past, I'm like, click. I want to buy. Thinking I'm watching 5% of shit.
Don't get indulged in the 5% of.
Look, man, 1 + 2 = 17. See,
yeah. 360 degrees. You know your math?
120 is knowledge, 120 is wisdom, and 120 is understanding. That's 360 degrees. I like it, though, man. I like it.
I remember there was this 5%er in high school, or he was in high school, was in junior high.
Yeah.
He was trying to talk to us in the park.
Okay. What park was this? Brooklyn?
No, this was in Miami. This was like it was like a first year in Miami.
You got 5%ers in Miami?
Yeah, man.
I always thought it was too hot. I always thought 5% is like
you catch a charge and you
cool.
You 5% your way ass out to my-
I thought 5% is like cool weather, up north weather.
Nah, son.
Yeah. Nah, God.
He was talking a bunch of shit. I was like, yo, we just trying to smoke weed in this park. I wanna hear about how, you know, anal sex is wrong and all this shit. I was just like, come on, man.
My anal sex is so right. That's where you lose me.
That's where you get. That's where you lose me at.
Lose me at.
The God bath.
Any type of sexual activity that somebody starts talking, I'm like, nah, dog. Nah, man. Pork, I hear you. Sexual activity, get out of here.
Yo, one of the funniest conversations ever was like me listening to this this black dude told
you got a sty. What you been doing?
A style?
You got a sty over your eye.
A sty?
Sty. You know what that is?
No, what is that?
I'll talk to you about it later.
Okay.
Stop messing with your eye, man. It's the other one, too.
Okay.
I see you. What you been doing, man?
Nothing. Just working hard.
Sleeping on some goats or something?
I just been working hard.
Okay.
I haven't looked at my face today, so
okay,
that's right. A rarity. But I was.
It's been a wild Wednesday.
I was.
Stop rubbing that. That's that style you rubbing. You better leave that style alone.
I don't even know what that is, but it's probably.
Yeah, put some ice on it.
Oh, man. But yeah, I was. This black dude was telling his girlfriend about like breaking it down 5% shit.
Mm-hmm.
It was the most hilarious shit ever.
The black dude was telling his girlfriend?
His white girlfriend.
Oh, about breaking it out.
5% shit.
Yeah.
It was just like. Yeah, man. You know, a lot of it's telling about how, like, you know, white people are devil. She's like, really?
Some of it. I don't know. You would know more than me because you're from New York. You know what I mean?
It's just like, you know what it is? If you want to break it down.
Uh-oh. Here we go, Lord Jamar.
If you want to break it down to the bone gristle.
The bone gristle?
The bone gristle. Method Man.
Gristle. I like gristle. You eat gristle?
Yeah, man. It's the best part.
Just asking.
Especially with like, it's like a little bit of meat it's in it. You know what I mean?
Some people don't eat gristle.
A little juice, a little pork juice.
That's
with
too
the gristle.
Far for some people.
Man, you been to Crispy Pork far. Gang?
What?
Never mind. We'll talk later.
Crispy Pork Gang?
Yeah. Crispy Pork Gang.
What is that?
It's a Thai
store?
Yeah, it's a restaurant that just sells bad food.
That's delicious. I've never been to Crispy. I love Crispy Pork.
Oh,
I had some Filipino food.
It's the closest thing to Haitian food.
Filipino food close by the Hollywood Hotel, close by the Virgil.
Oh, yeah, I think, yeah.
Point, they do like a.
Yeah, that's across the street from the swap meet.
Exactly.
Yeah, dog, yeah. Look at my socks.
No doubt. I gotta get my chain fixed from the swap meet.
But basically, 5% is because a bunch of niggas went to jail and they formed a gang and they wanted to protect themselves. And then some nigga named 1000X.
1000X.
I know it's a number X.
Wow.
But I'm not sure.
I don't know about this one. 1000X?
1000X.
A lot of X's.
Malcolm 1000X.
Malcolm times 1000.
No, this is. But basically, it was a prison gang.
Yeah.
But then they had some, you know what? I would say some good albums came out of it, though.
Yeah, some righteous cats came out of it, too.
But then, you know, it just falls apart when you live in, you know, it's like, oh, the year 2000, everything's going to fall apart. And, you know, we're still here, remember? Busta Rhymes.
Yeah.
Year 2000. It's over.
Yeah.
You know?
I did. You're
still here.
I did, like, go to the woods in 2012. December 21st, 2012. No. I was here. I was in L.A. But me and Janelle, I made sure me and Janelle rented a cabin in the woods on December 21st, 2012. And I had a lot of mushrooms on me and a lot of weed.
Why 2012?
That was supposed to, that's the Mayan calendar. December 21st, 2012.
I thought it was 2000. 2000 was the year it was supposed to be.
I didn't believe that Y2K shit.
2012?
December 21st, Mayan calendar.
How was it January 1st when you woke up?
I didn't wake up. What do you mean?
Or you woke up.
I woke up the next day. January 21st.
Yeah.
I woke up the 22nd.
Oh, yeah. December. Yeah. I was like, what? I'm westernized.
Bradless is gone right now. He's like, so how did it feel waking up 10 days later? Was I in a coma? I didn't do all the mushrooms and all the weed.
I would have. The Mayan said it's going to be over.
I mean, I did a lot of mushrooms, and I heard a lot of shit. Janelle slept like a baby, but she don't care. She don't believe it. I was up there like,
free trip to the woods.
What's going to happen? This shit going to blow up? But, you know, the Mayans didn't say that. I mean, they didn't actually say that the world was going to end. They just said that we might go to a different evolution. And I do believe that. I do believe we have crossed, like, another path of, like, evolution as human beings.
Mentally.
Yeah, okay. We could cross like a threshold.
Yeah. Gay people get married.
It's not.
I'm joking.
That threshold has always been crossed. I'm joking. We've always had gay people.
No, I do believe a lot of people are coming to like a self of like, man, maybe I can change some things. Whereas before, a lot of it was like too disconnected. Like that the teenager from Switzerland who went on a boat to speak to the UN.
Oh, the rich teenager from Switzerland?
I didn't know she was rich.
I'm sorry. Nah,
I thought
with a Greensburg or something like
that. Something like that.
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay, that's like a, I think that's a new level of consciousness.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, I think it's dope. I think like more people are starting to really worry about the world. I'm not a big recycler. I get in a lot of beefs about recycling. People get mad at me sometimes because I'm very much a fatalist. I'm like, yeah, we're done.
There's a camera where the recycling bin is, mm-hmm, at my apartment, and it's like this clear sign that says recycling only. Right? And I'm just like, you can't tell. It's a black plastic bag. It could be full of fucking Coke bottles in there. They just dump it in there once or twice. But then I'm just like, the cameras. It's like kind of Big Brotherish to like watch me throw away trash, you know.
Did you watch that? You gonna kill the fly? You gonna kill the bug? Did you watch that Joe Rogan, Edward Snowden?
I listened to it.
Did you?
Yeah. It was a lot of...
It's 2.5 hours long.
I could have listened to the whole thing.
I didn't listen to a lot of that. I didn't listen to the whole thing either. I listened to like...
He doesn't answer questions. He just goes into long stories about bullshit. And I was just like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I kind of don't like Snowden.
Why?
He kind of reminds me of like a...
A snitch?
Not a snitch. He kind of reminds me of like a shitty rich kid that didn't want to go to high school, got his GED, ended up getting a dope ass gig.
That's true. Traveling graphic design. I heard that part, yeah.
And then he went into the army. Kind of seemed like he had it all right in the army too. They didn't fuck with him that much. They put him with a big dude. And then was like a spy. And then I think he got tired of it. I think he was trying to do something good, but I also think he got tired of being a spy. It just seems like
the easy way out.
It just seems like
the easy way out is going to like life in prison, like treason.
Is he in prison?
No, he's in Russia.
He's in Russia right now.
Is he like? Does he get to like go to the store? Is he like?
I mean, the way he said, he's like, people don't notice me. And I'm like, so this motherfucker must be walking around foodless in Russia. You know, he said the only people that notice him is when he goes to like a computer store. And I'm like, what is he? He's going to Radio Shack in Russia. Seems like he's chilling.
There's no Radio Shacks here.
There's Radio Shacks here.
They're going out of business.
It's like two.
I buy batteries.
Is that a Best Buy in Russia or something? He's chilling. So, I mean, I like
he's protected. People know who he is. He's just like, come on.
If that cat was named Raheem Snowden.
Oh, yeah, no.
He'd be dead. He'd be so dead. He'd be dead. Dead. Raheem Snowden.
What do you think on that vein?
Rodman Snowden. He'd be done. I'm sorry. Go for it. My bad.
What do you think black people could do now like that and get away with like they couldn't before? Like, you know how they say, if Obama did that, what Trump did. I was like, yeah, that's true. It's like, When is it going to be? I guess the last progress is OJ when he killed his wife's boyfriend.
I mean, I got my own conspiracy theories. It was his son Jason that did it. OJ was being the best father ever, covering up for his
son. It was OJ.
Shout out to Steve Hernandez.
It was fucking
you. Believes me and knows what's going on. OJ's being the best dad ever, covering up for his crazy ass son.
You and Pap and Steve need to have OJ's.
But I digress. OJ ain't sending my money.
So. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing much that we could do. We still have to do the straight and narrow.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, it's still a very racial society. Yeah. We're not gonna ever see that.
But I was listening to that podcast and I was just like, okay, I don't know, because it was 2.5 hours, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Joe wasn't asking him the right questions, well, but it was just like going to like a fucking long story about
Edward
like
Edward was talking a lot.
A lot. Yeah. I was like, what? I want to know.
Hair all done?
Yeah.
Did you see his hair? I listened to it. I can't watch.
Duh,
his hair was all processed. He got all this product in it. Got this lumberjack shirt on.
Look at Russia having products and stuff.
It is Russia. I do want to go to Russia. I know they got some racial shit in Russia, but Russia got some bad chicks. St. Petersburg, what's up?
Yeah, it's just, he's living high on the hog, I guess. But I'm like,
high on the hog? You think he eating a lot of pork?
crispy pork in Russia?
I bet that shit bomb.
I don't know.
Bear.
What did he do that? Did it help us?
I mean, it made us aware. But I mean, I feel like we're aware
that they're watching us.
I don't think
Didn't I watch that Will Smith movie? Enemy of the State?
Classic
Gene movie.
Hackman. Shout out to Gene Hackman. Shout out to Lisa Bonet.
Yeah,
looking,
you know what I'm saying?
Good.
Her third best work.
Looking good. She
after the Cosby
more
Show
movies.
And High Fidelity.
She didn't do more movies. High Fidelity.
Yeah, she was on
High Fidelity with John Cusack, right? Yeah, yeah. What's up with Cusack? I don't see him in much stuff later either.
Oh man, I was having a full blown conversation with somebody.
Full blown?
full blown AIDS conversation.
Jesus Christ. I always get on people when they say full. I was like, full blown? What is that reference
I don't
from?
Know.
What do you mean, full blown?
It's just to say that it's an American lexicon.
You're not the only person that says that. Yeah. I get on everybody. I'm like, full blown.
I was having a full blown heroin conversation.
Jesus.
With a passenger, and I was talking about jog. We're talking about John Cusack's new movie, right? Okay. It's like, yeah, man, it's about Brooklyn or some shit.
Is he a New York dude? Is Cusack a New York dude? He always carries himself like a New York dude.
He probably spent a lot of time in New York. And I was like, yeah, it's about Brooklyn or something like that. And she was like, for 10 minutes I was going on. I was like, it looks interesting. I don't know. Because I was watching a documentary about like the city of New York and how it was built in this racist like city plan or whatever.
Yeah.
And apparently like he's a character in there. And I'm just like, she's like, oh, no, that's Edward Norton. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, what the fuck happened to John Cusack? Like, I don't know.
Chilling. Made that money, chilling.
Yeah, man. Hopefully he has a...
Just a way to go out. A lot of people like him.
Yeah. Maybe it's a... Did he do something wrong?
No, I don't know.
Is he hiding from doing something wrong?
Excuse me. Did you hear that?
Let the news cycle go by. You know?
Maybe he did do something. I don't know. Who knows, man? You know?
But after this, it's like, what else? So, like, they're spying on us.
They are spying on us.
And we know that.
But we let them spy on us.
Like, we knew that when Facebook came out and you, like, researched, like, Adidas shoes and then, like, there'd be an Adidas ad on the right-hand side when you said, like, ads on the right-hand side.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think that's, like, the low scale. I mean, a lot of people don't know that, like, your cell phone right there, like, they are listening to, if they want to hear, they're listening to anything we want. They know exactly where we are. Yeah. You know.
Because you need your cell phone.
What, do we? I don't think we need it.
No, but people want, they... Yeah.
We like it.
We like having our cell phones around. We don't need it.
I don't think we need it.
That's like this whole Facebook thing.
Facebook is so trash now.
I'm thinking about quitting Facebook because I don't like it and I don't get enough likes.
It looks corny. You ever, like, I'll be on Twitter and Instagram so much and then, like, I'll get, like, a Facebook message or then somebody will send me a video on Facebook and then I go to the website and it just looks like, it's like, it looks like somebody's garage. It looks dusty.
Did you upgrade it?
You just need to blow on shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same looking site.
Yeah, I'm listening to people talk about Facebook and break it up and all that stuff. I'm just like, why won't you just... There's a simple solution to the whole thing. Don't use it.
Yeah, but people are so used to using Messenger, and they're so used to using things. But you're absolutely right. You don't have to use it. You don't have to use heroin either. You know, but need that fix, though, right? Ooh, need that fix.
You can talk to the Midwest about that.
Need that fix. Ooh, I need that oxy.
It's going to be a heroin winter, guys.
Ooh, it's going to be cold.
You're going to be
out
shut
there.
In.
Massachusetts.
What else is there to do?
Massachusetts. Out there, heroin up. Ooh. Out there.
Yeah, I don't have heroin addict friends.
Me so. Neither. I mean, heroin never looked interesting to me. It always looked shabby. Yeah. Had, like, needles. I got to use a needle?
Yeah.
I got to poke myself? That don't seem fun. Give me something I can smoke. And, like, that just, crack either. Crack, I mean.
The smell of crack just reminds me of dirty little mop
like
water.
You're smoking chitlins, you know what I mean? I don't need that. I don't need that smell in my house. Got you all itchy and shit.
I wouldn't be surprised if somebody did that before.
Smoking
chitlins. It's like, you ever had chitlin gristle with crack?
Yo, I used to work at this 5-star bougie ass restaurant called Raisin Stark's Bar. I don't give a fuck.
What's it called?
At the LACMA Raisin Stark's Bar.
Fuck you.
The shitty ass chef called Chris Morningstar. I'm putting all on blast right
Audio
now.
Audio Yelp.
Chris Morningstar.
Audio Yelp
asshole.
Gangster.
I almost came to blows with him a couple times.
Oh, man, that's always a good workplace fight. It's always fun.
But anyway, I come into work. I hated this job. Just the bougiest bougie. It's like it's in a museum. It's like on the outside of a museum. So it's like just the bougiest people eat there, right? And it's hella expensive. Anyway, I come into work, get there early. I'm a barista. Getting all my shit together, and I'm like, I smell something. I'm like, somebody cooking chitlins? Like, is somebody cooking chitlins here? And then we do like the whole lineup where they tell us the menu, and this is asparagus, you know, whatever bullshit, how to tell the people what's on the menu and everything. And these are tripe, and there are pig intestines, and I just look at everybody, because most of the people were black and Latino working there, some white folks, and I was like, oh, y'all cooking chitlins. And then everybody starts dying laughing, right? And the chef was like, no, these are pig intestines, tripe. And I was like, yeah, chitlins. I was like, I don't care what you want to call it. You cooking these bougie-ass motherfuckers chitlins. I was like, I hope you take the enzyme out.
That's like that Lil Wayne lyric where he's like, the chef's like, make me a motherfucking sandwich. It's like, what the fuck is a sandwich? And he's like, I'm like, what the fuck is a hammock? It's like, just like a
same thing.
Translation.
Yeah, chitlins, pig intestines.
So you guys gave him overblows over pig intestines?
No, we can't. He liked to yell at people, right? Mm. And I moved here when I was 30, so I'm like, I'm working there. And I'm
you can't yell
30,
over
33.
Yeah, you can't.
You yelling at me?
Yeah.
It's like, dog, I'm not making enough money.
I'm yelling
for
at
you,
me on the inside.
For you to be yelling at me, right? And I started working there because I was tired of working with the kids. It was just like probably like 3 years into L.A. And I'm just like, I got to work this job. And he liked yelling at people. That was his thing. He liked fucking with people, yelling at them, getting under their skin. And I'm from the South. I'm like, yo, anybody could get it. I don't care who you are. You could be a preacher. You could be a cop. Anybody could get their ass whooped. I don't give a fuck. Who you are, anybody can get their ass whooped. Pastor, you come at me wrong. You come at people wrong.
The Pope.
Yeah, the Pope.
City Commissioner.
The Pope come at me wrong.
Cardinals.
He getting punched in the face. I don't give a
Imams,
fuck.
Rabbis.
Rabbi, yo.
Whatever Buddhists are.
If you breathe oxygen.
Monks, I guess.
And you bleed, and you come at a person wrong.
Yeah.
You get I wish people could see my hands right now.
It's like, I was like, wow. It's like, is this energy there? It's like, I didn't do anything.
You get
this is the first
the
time
face.
You see me. So I know I didn't do anything wrong.
I love you, Brad. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so you just yelling at people, weak motherfuckers, just taking it. And like,
yeah. You can't yell at me.
And it's like, you know, when he's like, hands, people come over there. If you got free hands, you go over there, you get the plate, and you take it in, right? Mm. And so I was going over there and I grabbed a plate and I like, you're not supposed to put your thumb on a plate, right?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to like, you know, plate, the plate was, this plate was hella hot. I put my thumb on the side of it a little bit. He was like, God damn it, Greg, you've got your thumb on it. And he started yelling. I put the plate down, and I walked out. What are you doing? What are you doing? I was like, what are you doing, dog? I said, dog's like, you don't fucking yell at me, man. I come over there to help you out. Yeah, I put my thumb on it. It was hot. Sorry. Go handle it yourself. Then I just walked off, and everybody's like, oh, shit. And I was like, nah. Do your thing.
Yeah,
what?
Chefs think they're generals.
Fire me. Yeah. If that's the point, fire me. And then my manager was like, Greg, it's a German manager. I like this dude. This dude named Martin Rees.
Greg?
German dude, but he's a water sommelier.
Okay.
Yeah, this dude owns his own water. Yes, yeah.
He's like the he's like a German Bobby Boucher.
He was on that show. 2 Chainz has a show on YouTube.
The most expensive is
He had this like the most expensive water. And Martin did the thing. I love Martin. Martin's a hope. Good dude. But Martin was like, Greg, you can't talk to the chef like that. And I was like, hey Martin.
You can get it.
I said,
oh, fuck you up, Martin.
Nah. I just looked at Martin and I was like, I'm a man. You're a man. He's a man. You talk to me like a man.
This is fair.
I understand that. And I was like, simple as that.
That's a big thing with black people.
It's a big thing with people. Yeah. People in general.
Yeah, just talk to us like we respect.
Talk to me like I'm a fucking, like you can't get punched in the face.
One of the greatest things I've ever seen was I was the doorman at a hotel in Miami.
Yeah.
And there was a restaurant like right there, right? It's a fancy little restaurant. And this was this dude's last day. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I feel bad for whoever gave him the problem today. Because this is his last fucking day.
It's going to go off.
And one of the greatest things I've ever seen was, so this dude, he gets ordered a steak, whatever. Hands him the steak. And he goes, for everyone here, what the fuck is this shit? You might as well have spit on it. Dude went, spit on it and he goes, how about now? How do you like it now? I was like, I bowled over laughing. I collapsed. I opened the door. I was like rolling on the floor. It was very unprofessional of me to do that.
Hold up. Somebody that was just a patron?
It was a patron, but it was like kind of an asshole. It was just like, you might as well have spit on this food or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And dude was like, and just spit right on the plate. And he was like, well, how about now? And I was like, you see, you can't talk to people like that on their last day.
It was this one lady. I was bartending at this point. They had moved me up. I started bartending there, right? Hated this gig. TJ Miller would come in all the time.
Oh, man. How are the ladies?
Anyway, I was bartending. I remember this lady came in and she was like, you know, taking an order and everything. And like, you know, some bartenders, I'm not being all fake and shit. I don't need, you know, I'm not going to talk to you. Hey, you know.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
I got things to rub and, you know, I got to prepare shit. I'm not, you know, y'all talk. That's why you came here to talk. You know, this ain't the type of bar for me to be, you know, wondering who you are and what your problems are. Anyway, so this lady, this older white woman came up. And she was just, you know, dun, 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 dun. And then she started talking about like black history and shit. And I'm just like, what?
Oh, man, shit.
I'm like, it's a Saturday. It's packed. You're talking about black history. I don't care what you're talking about, right? Really, lady? Black history right now? It ain't even close to February, you know? And then she say something about some group. And I was like, I don't know that group. And she was like, you don't know that group? You don't know that group? I tell you, it's you young black, this is an old white lady, right? You young black people, y'all don't know nothing. Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, what? And then she was like, I'm married to Martin Luther King Jr.'s lawyer's wife. And I'm like,
I don't give a fuck.
And so like, but you know me, I started doing the math. I was like, oh, so you've been fucking a black dude since like the 50s. And you think you know some shit, you old bitch? You know what I'm saying? I wish I could hop over there and throw a cane at you. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck, you know?
I think my only response would have been like, My only response was, I would look those dead in the eye and be like, it's Saturday.
And then she got it. Then she was like, oh, I'm sorry. You working? Yes.
What the yes, bitch.
Oh, man. I feel bad. I'm sorry. I shouldn't call her a bitch. But she was being a bitch at that point. I'm sure Martin Luther King thinks she's a bitch. She's like, man, hey, Curtis, tell that bitch why you.
One of my dreams on the mountaintop was to call this lady a bitch.
Welcome to another episode of Black Stage with Bradlish and Greg. How you doing, Brad? Long time no see, man.
Man, doing good. Long time no see too, man. How you doing?
Doing, you know, it's been a rough week, man.
Oh, man. Really? What's going on?
Good friend of mine passed away on Monday.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. I knew she was sick for a while. Cancer, pancreatic cancer. But rest in peace, Carrie. Love you, miss you. I'll look after the girls. But yeah, real sad. I got to be the MC for her celebration of life, which is, I don't know how to do that shit. You know what I mean?
It's going to be tough. Because I remember having to do a speech for a eulogy for my dad's. And I didn't even like the motherfucker. Yeah. So I can't imagine loving somebody and having to go through it. So you're going to do it.
Yeah. It'll be all right. You know, I just don't want to pronounce everybody's name right.
Yeah. Make sure you just don't choke up during the speech.
Pronounce everybody.
You want me to be there with cue cards?
No, but it's okay.
That'd be great. That'd be a good business. Be like cue cards for eulogies. Be like, I remember Auntie's name.
That's why I like, man, I wish I had those Google glasses. So like you see people, you're like, doo 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 doo.
All the information. Uncle Jam graduated from West Point in 72.
Good to see you.
Your
how
face.
Is Judy? Oh, Judy's Judy dead. Dead. I'm oh, sorry.
Man. Divorce, I see.
Yeah, man. So just dealing with that and shit, man.
Oh, man. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Oh, man. How you doing? How you? You good?
Yeah, I was just thinking about it's coming up on the end of the year.
Yeah. Some plans? I know you're going to
Thailand or Costa Rica. I'm thinking apparently Thailand's full. It's like free tickets for my sister's boyfriends, whatever.
Oh, go to Costa Rica, dog.
Yeah, I was thinking it's like cheaper and it's like, you know.
Oh, man.
The dollar goes longer, I guess. Yeah. Maybe.
I mean, it's, you know, it's.
I just want to go on a zip line. I just want an Instagram picture of me on the zip line.
Don't do no zip line, dog.
With a nice inspirational caption. Like, you just can't zip through life.
Are you going solo or are you going with people?
No, I'm going with my sister. Like, yeah, I can't. I don't really like traveling solo like that. Mm. I did it a couple times. It's like when I went to New York one time by myself, I was like, it'd be better with somebody else.
New York by yourself? That ain't nothing, dog.
Yeah, I know.
That's a major city by yourself.
Yeah, I'm not trying to go to like Tulum, Mexico by myself.
Little Mexico.
I'll be the one that goes be like.
Little Mexico.
I'll be like reverse man on fire.
Hella racist. Costa Rica, Little Mexico.
You know what I mean?
If you go, man, yeah, you should let me know, though, because I'll point you in the right direction.
Oh, please
go.
Do, man.
Yeah, dog.
I'm trying to get my sarong body right. You know what I mean? Sarong still works for. I was going to wear a sarong in Thailand.
It works for Costa Rica?
Sarong works for Costa Rica.
Yeah, you can go to like the.
This will work in Detroit.
The hella touristy part of Costa Rica, or you can go to the Caribbean side.
I want the Caribbean side.
I mean, they're both good times.
Where can I get weed?
Man.
Or every American tourist goes, where are the drugs?
I took my solo trip to Costa Rica, and as soon as I checked into my hotel, I got weed. The dude that checked me in was smoking weed, and I was like, can I get some weed from you? He's like, yeah. I just gave him some money, gave me some weed. I had weed the whole time I was there.
Yeah, I'll be talking to you.
Yeah. Good times. I got you. You can stay at the same place. Yeah, it's cool.
I was thinking about the end of the year, like, oh yeah, my comedy anniversary's coming up and all that shit.
No doubt.
I was like, oh yeah, it's gonna be a decade.
10 years in?
No. A decade of 8 years coming up.
Eight years
for me. But I was thinking it's gonna be a decade. Since I've like actually started like paying attention really to comedy.
Okay.
And I was thinking, was this decade good for comedy?
I don't know. It was popular. I don't know if it was good for comedy. I think it was very popular for comedy. I don't know if it was good though. I
we got some of the monsters out of the way, you know.
Yeah, true. Well, I mean, they did. Bill's gone.
Bill's gone. That whole Louis's legacy gone for demolished. A bit. Or is on timeout.
I don't think. Yeah, I think Louis's on timeout. I don't think he's gone. Yeah.
But I was thinking, like, so this past decade, who has had the impact on comedy like the greats have had? Who's a great that started like in 2010? And I was like, I can't.
Started in 2010?
Yeah, and I can't think of any. I think the greats are still like holding on to the. Onto the positions.
Throne. Yeah. Still watch the throne. Still Chappelle.
So has it been good for comedy? Has comedy progressed?
I mean, because
the top guy is Kevin Hart, but it's not like everyone thinks.
He's the most money-making guy. Yeah. He's the movie guy. I don't think he's the stand-up guy. He's the movie guy.
Yeah.
Chappelle's still the stand-up guy.
Right.
And him and Bill.
Him and Bill are the two pillars.
Yeah, they're two
and
pillars.
And it started in the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah. But even their last specials was kind of like, I mean, I think they were great, but they were still. It's kind of like old man specials, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of old man specials.
You're shouting at the wind?
Yeah. not the wind. They were great specials, but it was like, I could see like a 13-year-old Greg. Like if I was 13 watching this, I could see me like, oh, this is funny, but.
I can't relate to this shit.
Yeah. It's like, man, I need some young, somebody young up there. You know, it was very.
But they have Kevin Hart though, but then it's like
even Kevin's old though.
This is true. Who's like their Hannibal?
I don't know. I mean, what fucking Joakim Booster and I think you know probably those like him or like Jack. I mean, Jack is really doing really big shit right now. People know him, and he's saying shit that I think like young black kids relate to. Yeah. But even Jack's like, what? Jack's like, what, 28 now? 29? He getting old, too. I don't know no fresh youngin' cats out there right now. Maybe they just ain't getting the love right now, though. That's the thing about comedy, too. It's so flooded. So many motherfuckers in this game.
It's true. But then there's also a great thing about comedy. It's like, you can grow old with it.
Yeah.
You don't have to be, like, 56 on stage. Be like, play the hits! But unless you're like... Though?
Can you grow old with it?
Yeah, you could build an audience. You're not going to be as funny. I was watching somebody on...
Who? Come on, say the name.
I'm not going to say the name. But okay. I was watching, because you know, we're trying to be nice, remember? We had a discussion.
You can say, you're nice. Saying something mean about somebody? You about
I'm
to be mean?
I'm not going
to
be mean,
okay.
Which per se.
Okay, you're going to give a judgment. It's all good.
It's a judgment.
No doubt.
Whatever. But I was watching them literally like lose their funny.
Oh, word.
And I was like, oh. And they literally said, we're supposed to be funny right now? And
at the store?
Like, not at the store. It was just like on a YouTube panel thing that I was watching. And I was just like, oh, it's like, you can grow old with it, but you have to.
Stay fresh.
You said like Chappelle does, like every, like he's always at the store. He's always at the cellar. He's
still
like,
gotta go out. Yeah.
You can tell the people were like, coast.
Yeah.
You know? I remember I've just started coming back and I've been like, I can feel it.
No doubt.
I can feel like, oh, I'm. Getting my spurs back together. So I can't imagine like taking like years off and then making millions of dollars and not having to really come back.
Yeah.
And doing it for the quote unquote love of the, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think people got to stop calling themselves comedians too. It's like, yeah, you're an actor now, dog. You're an actor, dog. Yeah, you ain't no comedian. And it's no beef. You making good money as an actor. You're a comedic actor.
Right.
But you're an actor, dog.
Is Will Ferrell a comedian?
No. You ever seen Will do stand-up? I ain't never seen Will Ferrell do stand-up. It's a whole different muscle. I'm sure he can
Well, people try to split that between like, oh, if comedians and stand-ups are different, blah, blah, blah. I still think a comic is, you know what a comic is.
Yeah, you know what a comic
it's
is.
It's a stand-up. This guy was in front of a microphone telling you jokes.
Yeah. Get up there. That's a comic. Get up there. Do your jokes.
And every successful improver who makes millions of dollars is always like, I can never do stand-up.
Yeah, because they know what it is.
Yeah.
That shit ain't, shit's the truest art form. You are by yourself.
But I think you can grow old with it, because as long as you keep it fresh.
As long as you keep, but that's the thing, like how many old guys are keeping it fresh? Because I mean, oh, thanks, man. Thank you. I mean, ooh, that was a bad one. I mean, how many old guys are keeping it fresh? How many old guys still want to keep it fresh? Like, that's a lot. Like,
I seen Damon Wayans come back.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's back at the store a lot. Like
Damon?
Yeah.
Senior?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Which one's the...
I thought you might even talking about Dame Jr. Damon Wayans?
No, Dame Senior, yeah.
Senior?
Not Keenan. I was am I confusing Keenan with Damon? No, it's Damon, definitely
okay,
Damon.
Okay, Damon, all right.
He's coming back, and he was always like...
I always thought he was funny.
He was always funny, but...
He gave me a nice-ass tip before. I worked with him at the San Jose Improv before I moved to L.A. I worked with him, his son featured, and I hosted. And he liked my jokes. And I was like, yo, man, I'm moving to L.A. soon, man. You got some advice? And he just looked at me and laughed. He was like, nobody's your friend. Nobody's your friend.
That's how I always feel.
Man, I wish I didn't.
Be at friends, but you just have to remind yourself.
Of course I got friends, but I wish I would have took that. I wish I would have took that more seriously.
You shouldn't go hard on your sleeve in this town, being like, you know, just protect your feelings would be like, I guess.
Totally protect your feelings.
Protect your feelings in this thing.
Yeah. But also still know how to feel too.
It's true.
You don't want to get so like
jaded and callous
that you don't feel anything because it does affect your comedy.
Yeah, you can get mean.
You can get mean without knowing you're mean either. Mm. You can get like cold and like the audience is like, damn. I don't even know how to like. It's funny, but like, God damn,
it's like sharp. It's like, wow. Can you couch that a little
bit? You feel like that? You really feel like?
No, guys, these are just jokes.
Have you hugged? When the last time you cried? You cry?
Support baby? Puppy maybe?
You cry? Ooh, you need to go walk somewhere.
George Carlin grew with his audience grew with him.
Yeah, but it's Carlin. You're talking about greats. You're talking about these
dudes.
That's
what I'm saying. This is 2010. Who you think is a decade? Who you think can like have a Carlin career, like go deep and have something to say?
I'm just saying, like, all right, can you be a dude that got hot when he's 45?
Yeah, Louis did it.
Louis, but
Louis put in work. Yeah, but still, he did.
But Louis was hot before that. People knew Louis before that.
Yeah, he was a writer.
Louis on magazines with Sarah Silverman and fucking Marc Maron back in the day when Louis was young. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like he always.
But he always had like stop and starts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So there's always a way. Humor is a way to cut through the superficial, I think, because it's the easiest way. If you grab that right humor at the right time, it doesn't matter how many times you failed, how many failed projects you had. As soon as you find that wave, it cuts through like, oh, he doesn't look good. He's fat. He's bald. Blah, 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 blah. All that shit.
Are we talking about white dudes? Because that's a...
Yes.
This is white dudes, though. I don't know if that's the same. I don't know if...
Patrice almost did it. He was 40 when it was about to blow.
Patrice.
Then he died.
You can't put Patrice in the... I mean, Patrice is in a whole nother...
He's like a black swan. He's like, it's going to be regardless. It's inevitable.
Patrice is a truth teller. Like, nobody's doing that. Nobody's doing what Patrice is doing. That's why, like, part of me was like, oh, y'all killed Patrice.
He saw it coming?
He's
like, oh, I saw a Netflix lineup for 2018. I just decided to kill my...
Nobody was doing what he was doing. Like, he was doing beyond comedy at that point. He was being so honest that it's like, you can't beat that. You know what I mean? Like, those are jokes, but these are, like, honesty that I don't care what happens to me type shit, you know? It cuts through everything. Everybody respects truth and honesty.
It ages well, too.
Yeah.
Because it's not like he throws, like, every comic throws references, but his topics are so broad it can go for, like, 20 years, 30 years. Like, you listen to Eddie Murphy shit, like, a lot of it's like...
Yeah, you can't. It's like, really, dog?
Yeah, who knows? Like,
what are you hiding, Eddie?
Yeah, half the people don't know who Brooke Shields is if you go back. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter.
You listen to that Mr. P right now. Listen to Mr. P's album right now. And that's like, how long ago did he do that?
So am I wrong in saying that Mr. P, an elephant in the room, And I'll say Mr. P, Elephant in the Room, and Colin Quinn's Long Story Short and New York Stories are like the best four specials in the last 10 years.
Mm.
And that was in the early part of the decade.
I can see that. I mean,
I don't think anything's been stronger.
In the last 10?
I can't. Chappelle's the only one that's came close to Patrice, I think.
Yeah. That's how good. See, that's how, like.
You see what I mean?
That's how good Patrice was, man. I think, Patrice was so good because he scared people, man, because he was like, you can't beat that honesty. And I think if Patrice would have kept living, I think it would be a big, gap between who's good after Patrice.
Yeah.
And Dave would have been like below Patrice.
Yeah.
You can't, he lived an honest life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so it's kind of bulletproof. You can't come at him with, like, yeah.
It's no bullshit. Yeah. Like, dog, like, yo, man, they wanted me to do The Office, and I just didn't feel like it, so I didn't go to work.
Yeah, it's too early in the morning. It's like people saying hi to me. I was like, fuck you. It's not a good morning.
He lived honest, dog, and, like, that's...
Some of it's just being an asshole.
I mean, a lot of it's being an asshole.
And he was figuring it out at the end.
A lot of it's being an asshole. But, you know, still honest.
It sounded like he was figuring out from what I listened to.
I think so. I think he was like, all right, I got to get this shit together, do this a little bit. But, ooh, I like that. Yeah. I like that. I like you, like, fuck you. I feel like telling you fuck you today. You know? I like that.
I was talking to my homeboy.
It's beautiful.
I was talking to my homeboy.
Freedom.
And I was like, why can't I?
It's freedom, dog.
We was having a discussion about a unnamed podcast we had a couple weeks ago. I was talking to my boy about it, and I was like, why can't I just tell a fellow colleague, just go fuck yourself?
Yeah.
As a colleague.
As a person.
Fill in the blank. You're an asshole. I don't like you.
That's why, I mean, like, I think this equality shit, you know, not talking about gender, but just equality of all around, nobody wants that, because then it's like, then I could really be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want my real honesty.
That's why I was like, there's a thing where I was talking to somebody, I was like, there is a social hierarchy where I'm not, like, there's a way, like, I know there's a way to talk to you, right? I'm not going to talk to you a certain type of way.
Yeah.
Because I know, it's the right way to be, yeah. Right, first of all. And then also, there is a pecking order.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you have to respect the pecking order. And not, like, kowtow or not, like, you can have arguments with people, blah, blah, blah. But then there's also like an attitude you bring to certain things where you're just like, you can't, there's an unspoken, like, don't talk to somebody who is, and when you say these things, you sound like a fucking asshole. But it's like, if you suck, don't talk to somebody who doesn't suck as if you don't suck.
Think about a world, where like,
especially when people know that you suck, and you're like, come on, man, we're being nice.
You suck.
Yeah, we're being nice.
Think about a world where money doesn't exist, right? We all got the same shit. We all got the same. It's a true utopia communism, though. It's like robots do everything. There's food everywhere. Everybody has a nice house, you know, cars, and, like, you know, no need for anything. You don't have to work. You just live. You think people are going to be nice to people?
No. I think people are going to be real assholes.
I think people will be nice to people that they want to be nice to. But I think if you, that's when you can be like if I want to be a dick, you're truly who your emotions and everybody, you know.
I rue the day when robots pick up trash. Cause it's gonna be like, you know what? You think like fast food bags being thrown out the window of highways? You think that's gonna be a thing? People will be throwing out goldfish and shit.
I actually think people will be better.
And the robots will pick it up.
I think people will be better at that point. Cause if robots are doing that, well, I mean, if society goes that route of like. If robots are doing things, then, I mean, if robots are doing those type of things, I would hope we have a universal basic income where everybody can pay for their rent. But if robots are doing that, and that's not the garbage man's job anymore, and that job is taken away, Yeah. When like when those type of jobs get taken away, like, you know, like when, man, they're trying to take away like truck drivers' jobs, you know, like those. I got friends that are felons, and that's how they make their money. They make six figures a year driving trucks, but that's all they got. If they don't do that, they can't make money again. I mean, they can make money in real estate if they save that money or something, but once those jobs go away, man, it's going to be...
Once you have, like, 30% of rest stops in America being shut down, I'm going to move.
Where you going to?
The I-5 rest stop? Let's go down. Nope! I got to get the fuck out of here.
Where you going? That's the thing, though.
You know, undisclosed location.
Undisclosed location. You think that's going to be better? I don't know, man.
Like one of those wrestlers who just started, like, from parts unknown. The Undertaker. Man, that's where we go at.
You got to start learning how to shoot bow and arrows, dog. let me get off that.
I listen to the Joe Rogan podcast, so I'll learn by listening to the audio podcast.
Bow and arrows, learn to skin deers.
No, I'm just going to die.
Water.
Just going to die.
You don't want to die.
No, I'm not going to just... I'm going to survive, but I know I'm not going to be like, you know... I'm not going to be... You know I'm not going to be the dude who does? I'm not going to be who, like, follows a trail of, like, babbling water to find the water source, and it's like and, oh, I found it.
I found the water
source, and do a pipe thing, and blah, blah, blah. That's not me.
Pipe thing?
No.
Where you gonna get pipes from?
I don't know, like fucking cut it out of wood or bamboo or some shit. Yeah, see, I'm dead.
You're dead.
Yeah, I'm dead. So what
you
I'm gonna do
build
is
build a house next
I'm gonna
to
have
that
a
water.
Gun. I'm gonna have a gun.
Where you gonna get bullets from? What?
You know, I'll have my own whatever.
You gonna have your own bullets? You gonna make your own bullets?
From
okay,
from
Miami. Not the living dead.
From Miami.
Okay.
Let's just say I'll have access to a gun.
Where you gonna get bullets? You need bullets.
I'll have bullets when I have the gun.
Okay.
It's gonna be a 2-for-1 purchase. I'm not going to get out of bullets.
Walking Dead, they ran out of bullets.
And I'm going to kill as many people as I can to protect myself.
You're a killer now.
If only you try to kill me.
I mean, I'm a nice guy.
Yeah, I'm a nice guy. But if only you try to kill me, then, you know, it's an apocalypse. What you want me to do? Not try to kill people who try to kill me?
All my conversations end in apocalypse conversations.
Because it's more real now.
It is real. It is real, man. That shit's...
It's almost...
You got a wild-ass president, you know. Motherfuckers talk about civil war because they're going to impeach the president and shit.
Yeah, it's not like it's going anywhere.
Nah. He ain't going nowhere. I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, the system's intact.
Yeah.
Like I was telling Brody.
You saw Brody?
No, but I was listening to one of our podcasts, and I was telling him.
Bro?
Yeah, I was telling him. Yeah, I remember.
Movie looks good.
The reparation movie? Yeah.
Looks good. I saw a cut. And he said that was the first cut. And I was like, damn, I need to make a movie.
Hopefully I get a cut.
Get a cut of what?
Of that reparations.
We ain't never getting reparations.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to that movie. Shout out to black folks.
Shout out to Impossible Dreams.
Immigrations. But guys, y'all are. That is never happening. Never happening. You out of your fucking mind. Never happening. Black people? Shit.
You can't have a dystopian view of the future. You have to have hope.
That ain't, I mean, that ain't even a... America? You got to be fucking crazy.
Remember we was talking about...
It's nice, but like, guys, what we can do? Let's come together and like work our money out.
Yeah.
We don't, like, really? Nah, that ain't gonna happen.
Have you ever heard of Herbalife?
That's hilarious.
Is that a meeting of America? We're gonna get reparations, all right?
Doing pyramid schemes?
Yeah, but how's your digestive tract? And you just bring out a bunch of fucking potions and shit?
Why don't we, you know, bring our money together? But I'm like, that ain't gonna happen, y'all. That ain't gonna happen. They gave Japanese people $20,000.
I was...
20 Gs. I think a family. I'm like, $20,000? Y'all had them in internment camps for like a couple years.
But what's that in today's money?
I mean, that was like, what was that, the 50s? What was World War II?
That's $1 billion right now.
50s? I don't know.
That's probably like 100,000.
Maybe 20?
80,000?
I guess so.
Something like that. I'm not good at math. I'm not a scientist.
I mean, 20,000.
But I remember we was talking about with
Rick. I'll take 20,000.
I'll take 20,000 right now. Remember we were talking with Rick about
Rick Wood, shout out to Rick Wood.
Yeah, Chris said that was a funny episode. He was listening to it in Columbia.
Oh, yeah?
It's like, I was in Columbia. I was like, that shit was hilarious.
Shout out to Chris. Give Bradless his news, man.
Yeah, no, stop fucking. Yeah, I need to know what the fuck's going on. I was listening to a podcast about the Chinese protesters. Because I was like, I was listening to our podcast, and I was like mouthing off. I was just like, no, freedom's never going to happen. Give it up. I was like, all right, that's some callous shit to say. Let me, like, you know, listen to what the fuck is going on. Mainly because about the NBA thing.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what? What Chinese people do to LeBron?
They made LeBron say that
let
shit.
Let me dig into this shit. Yeah, because it's 3
NBA,
billion people.
Did I say that on the podcast?
Yeah, more people watch a pregame show than watch, what, the soup, than there are people in the United States.
I hope,
that's money.
I hope the Lakers win this year because the NBA and Nike made LeBron say that. Did you watch LeBron when he said what he said about China?
I heard
that. And what he said about the dude, the Houston dude.
You have to capitulate when it's like it's money involved.
Yeah, but they can't. They had
principle stops at the.
I just want to know who that dude is. Who's the dude
that says
that comes to LeBron and says, "Hey, man, we need you to you know take this for us." I want to know that guy's name. Who is that guy that said that? Because it's Nike and the NBA. He had to say that for both of them. Damn.
Oh. I was listening to this podcast, and then these people that were born in 1997, mm-hmm. and that's when the transfer happened from Great Britain to China.
To Hong Kong?
Yeah, to Hong Kong.
Yeah.
But also, I didn't know there's a provision like in 2047 or something like 2057, something like that. That's when it's officially, or they're supposed to have democracy. Like Hong Kong's supposed to be a semi-separate state.
From China?
There's supposed to be some democratic reforms.
Okay.
And or I think it's either that or in 2047 it's officially going to China.
Yeah.
And then like you can't there's the whatever Hong Kong was before that is like it's just officially China now. So they're having this divide, and then one of the protesters they're profiling was like they're like, "Do you have any hope of it's going to change?" Like, "No, we're just trying to slow it down." So I was like,
that's smart.
So I was right.
That's smart. But
there's no hope.
They fucking with China, dog. It ain't no hope for that. You fucking with China. This is a...
You know, you can't discount natural disasters.
China? Nah, dog.
If a natural disaster happens, that can like reorder shit.
Disaster? China?
If there's like a... a collapse of everything and then like... There's no system, like if a Chernobyl
what?
Happens.
So Chernobyl happens in China,
but like 10 times worse.
That ain't never happening in China.
We said that would never happen in Russia.
No, that should happen.
I don't know if we said that.
That should happen in Russia. That ain't never happened.
They're too efficient in China. They make mistakes.
China is first of all,
they're human beings.
China's a dictatorship. Like, nah, dog. They know they will kill you. Fuck up, they will kill your whole, like, your family, but your lineage. Like,
yeah.
You know, everybody,
there's
friends.
There's no more of, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's a real mob type country, dog. Nah, that shit ain't going down. They got the shit they doing right now. I was watching this thing on YouTube, and it's like China's just building all this shit all over the world and all over China. And just they got like the biggest solar panel. They got solar panels on the water. They got fucking the most windmills in the world. I mean, like, they're like really preparing themselves to be a huge superpower.
No, they're preparing themselves to be the number one superpower.
No, they are. No, they're not prepared. They are number one right now. Right now.
I think it's tied.
How many people they got?
Like what? A billion?
They got 4.6 billion, right?
No, I mean, like that's how many people on the Earth.
I thought it was 6 billion on Earth. I think they got more than
like
a billion,
2 billion,
though, right?
2 billion, something like that.
How many million we got?
But you
got it. We don't have a billion.
But right? You got a discount.
Discount what? What, nukes? They got nukes.
You got
they
a
got
discount.
Everything we got, and we buy all their shit.
I guess we're lucky that they're far away. We're lucky that China's like Canada. Is what you're saying?
China's at the gym just getting hella buff, and they are so buff right now. and they just see us over there just like getting kind of fat. We still buff, but we like fat buff. You know, and like, yeah, dog.
That's why I always say, whenever I have this discussion with people about China, I'm just like, it's our fault.
Yeah.
It's our fault.
No doubt. Oh, America?
Yeah.
Oh,
we voted for an idiot. The first one, George W. Bush.
Okay.
We went to war.
We could have been building up our own shit.
I mean, Africa was being raped and pillaged.
No doubt.
By China. Not literally, but like, you know, here's a highway and a soccer stadium.
Yeah, dog.
We have those minerals underneath to make some more iPhones?
But we thought, I mean, not we. I don't try to include myself in that. America thought by going to war over there, they were going to take their natural resources. They were going to take their oil and shit. Because they were doing the same thing China was doing, but just doing it in a different place and also trying to get back at dad. Trying to get back for trying to kill my dad type shit.
Yeah. No. And then we made the mistake. We made the mistake of... I'm sounding like fucking third-party candidate. But it's like we made the mistake of ceding a lot of power to like business.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, we had this like idea that if business hasn't thought of it or hasn't done it, especially in American big business, then it can't be done or it's not worthwhile being done. So we might as well waste billions of dollars on this fucking war and then make our money through like fucking military contracts and shit like that.
Instead of getting their own friends rich and shit.
Instead of
building up
and reverting back to, you can't open up the world, right? You can't be like, okay, now I can sell my bobblehead to some Indonesian kid and I'm making my own business, eBay, all that shit, right? You can't open up the world, right? And then not fucking prepare yourself for when the world opens up, for when these people are gonna like lose all their shit.
Yeah.
And then we're busy building like bases in Qatar instead of like, maybe build some fucking schools or fucking job bullshit or whatever. Start making people make things.
Yeah.
Here again, so that we can sell to each other. You know what I mean? And so what? You're gonna have to pay somebody $17 or $20 an hour so they can fucking, you know, afford their fucking medication. Who cares? Because then you're not beholden to like another country that says, you know what? Fuck you. We're not buying your shit anymore. Fuck you, Iowa farmer. We're going to buy soybeans from Brazil. And now you're assed out. Instead of, you could have been like, you know what, Iowa farmer? We're going to prepare you to where if someone, a big ass market like that shuts you down, you're like, you can still sell it to Canada. You can still sell it to fucking California.
Still sell it to us.
Still sell it to fucking us at a discount price to Walmart, fucking Ralph's, Whole Foods, all that shit.
But you don't think that's like...
But I'm an idiot who dropped out of community college.
I don't think that's a part of the plan, though? Well, the part of the plan was to like, you know, weaken... Like for the 1% to weaken the people here, you know what I mean? That's why you take tech out of all these high schools. Yeah. That's why you take wood shop, automotive. You notice like all these high schools don't have money making things where you could just come out of high school and make money. You don't learn trades anymore. You got to pay to learn trades and all that.
That was our mistake. Yes, that was a deliberate plan to weaken
the middle class
and have more people gather more resources, squeeze it out.
Mm-hmm.
But those same people who did that, they made the mistake of thinking that, oh, people who we think are just as powerful as us or we think we're more powerful than, they're going to adopt our way of thinking. Mm. So when you see China like, oh, they're opening up markets, so eventually freedom's gonna come over. They're like, nah, we're gonna do. We're gonna just
do
take
the same thing.
We're gonna
did.
Sample a little bit of here, take a little bit of that, blah blah blah. But
just
still,
do it differently.
Shut the fuck up. You can't say whatever you want to say.
Yep.
But you know what? Here's a Volvo, and here's an important job. Now you're a assistant manager of development at Kyocera. When before, two generations ago, you were fucking in a rice paddy.
Yeah.
Or scrounging for whatever the fuck.
No
you know
doubt.
What I mean?
Yeah. So, now you can order shit online where you didn't even, you know. Yeah, we're just giving people things. Yeah.
It's like Patrice said, the promise of middle management. Me saying I'm better than you, but we doubted the American view. It's like, me saying I'm better than you is going to have this competition where it's like, it's going to make things equal. Like, if I'm better than you, it's going to make it's going to make me strive to make things better. And then with the incentive of me making more money, then eventually it's going to like trickle down to everybody else. Where China was just like, you know what? We're going to take the idea of like, we're going to give the illusion of you working hard and giving you money for things, but also you're not better than that. You're still a fucking, you're still, not like you're a piece of shit, but you're not this like, I'm a kingdom of one mentality that we have over fucking here.
They still keep it. They still keep it like, you know, China, one nation, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's fear. It's fear. They know that if you fuck up big time, like that's why everybody's so surprised about this Hong Kong shit. Cause like they know China ain't no, ain't nothing to fuck around with, you know? Yeah.
And it's like, what are you going to do? They took away the, like they took away the NBA. They didn't take it away, but they threatened to take away the NBA. Because you know what? They have 3 billion people. They don't need the NBA. They live without it.
Yeah, we got our own. I mean, we got our own.
We can make
stars.
Our own NBA.
I mean, if they do what the NBA does, they can make their own stars. Just you know, tell that dude to like, hey, man, this is our star. He needs to hit 70 points this game. You know?
There's an Asian Kobe out there.
Hey, Brad, where can the people find you on the interwebs, man?
Right, CVS. Get us some medication.
You got a website on CVS? We got real deep today, guys.
I know, right? Damn, we got like philosophical.
We got deep at the end, but it was a beautiful. I think it was a beautiful one.
Yeah. I love it when it's just us. Yeah. Classic Bradless on Instagram. Bradless Comedy on Twitter. I'm going to start tweeting, and I'm probably going to get rid of my Facebook. So, Classic Bradless on Instagram. And Bradless Comedy on Twitter, Blackstage Podcast on Instagram, and Blackstage Pod on Twitter.
All right. You guys can find me at Greg the Grouch on Twitter, Greg Comedy on Instagram, gregcomedy.com is my website, and gregedwardsart.com is my art website. Shout out to everybody that's been hitting me up for art, too, man. I really appreciate it, sending some pieces out. Thank you, Tim. You're the best. Yeah. We love you. We appreciate you so much.
Hair looks nice.
Always. Tim always fresh to death. Always so nice and sweet. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We really appreciate you. And we'll check you guys next time, man. Rest in peace to my friend, Carrie. I love you. I miss you. It's been a rough week. And, see you guys next time. Peace.